The odor caused by the ammonia leak at Wrangell Seafoods permeated to neighboring businesses. Employees at the marine bar Hungry Beaver said they started smelling it around 1 in the afternoon, but it wasn't until midnight that it was actually reported. When the Wrangell Fire Department arrived at Wrangell Seafoods, Fire Chief Tim Buness says the leak had already been contained.
Well, we just went down and tried to locate, you know, since there was nobody in the plant, we went, you know, used our monitoring equipment, went into the facility, trying to pinpoint it was, and found the compressor where they, you know, had worked on it. And then Levi Dow had showed up somewhere along the line there and came in and explained the details of, you know, the shaft seal leak and why it was supposed to be getting parts for it, I guess.
Buness says the leak on the compressor was discovered when Wyatt Refrigeration was last in town, but he says he doesn't know when that was. Wyatt is a contractor for Wrangell Seafoods.
One of the new compressors had a shaft seal leak when they were here last time, or whenever they were here last, had shut the compressor down and isolated it from the system. So sometimes you could have some liquid will accumulate in the base of the compressor, which would be a real minimal amount, but it's enough to stink for a while. In the actual room, we had, unless you were right on the floor, you didn't have to wear any respiratory equipment.
DEC was notified of the leak Wednesday morning. The leak was reported as having been discovered at midnight when the Wrangell Fire Department responded. Scott Tiernan is an environmental program specialist with DEC's Division of Spill Prevention and Response.
There was a minor release of anhydrous ammonia, I think, around midnight last night. A previous employee came in and secured the leak, and it was tested at a very low amount, and no further action was taken.
It was reported to DEC that at 3 feet above the floor, ammonia was tested at 21 parts per million. According to Buness, that's not a hazardous amount.
There was no reason to evacuate, you know, or anything like that, because it's, you know, outside the facility was, you know, 4 parts per million, and that was only in, you know, like a 5 or a 10 foot strip along the sidewalk there, you know, in front of Churchill's laundromat between there and the marine bar, you know, of which 30 parts per million is the threshold.
The report was made by Wrangell resident Levi Dow, who told DEC that he was no longer employed at Wrangell Seafoods. Dow was recently chief operating officer and plant manager at the company. He told DEC that all Wrangell Seafoods staff and employees were down south dealing with a large litigation. Buness estimates that 1 or 2 pounds of ammonia was leaked on Tuesday. Wrangell Seafoods' most recent ammonia leak before this took place last August. Roughly 25 pounds was released from a valve above the blast freezer. In that instance, Wrangell Seafoods evacuated the plant. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.